Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask.
Hat on, suit on, looking like the trap of dawn.
Giving them all.
Like $1 million bucks,
things in its cuffs.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. I got a tweet the other day. When Steve Harvey used to get to preaching, I used to just turn the radio off. But now it's different. Old dude be bringing it. He be bringing the truth. I appreciate that. You know, man, when I was younger, man, when I wanted to do what I wanted to do, man, I didn't want to hear nothing else. I didn't want to hear nothing that contradicted what I wanted to do. You know, so it's a funny thing, man, about me, man. I was I would hear the truth. I would know it to be the truth. But because I had another plan, another mission, another goal, another set of dues I wanted to get done, I didn't want to hear that. You know, it's a funny thing, man. It's like it's like when I was a little boy and I used to get scared sometime at night, you know, the booger man. So I thought that if I just pulled the blanket up over my head, that meant that if I can't see the booger man, he can't see me. That's the theory. That's an ostrich, you know, sticking his head in the sand thinking, wow, if I don't see this dude, he can't see me. A lot of ostriches done died with their heads stuck in the sand. I just didn't want to be one of them people that left this world with my head in the sand. But I just wanted to say, man, this morning that quit talking about change. Y'all listening? Because this is real right here. Quit talking about change and let's make a change. You know, man, I don't mind giving people advice. I really don't, because so many people along the way have handed it to me freely, man. Some people just saw me doing wrong and say, young man, come here, let me talk to you for a minute. Some people say, hey, bro, look, man, I know what you're trying to do, but man, it wouldn't, have you thought about it this way? So I've had a lot of favor in my life, a lot of grace been shown on me, a lot of mercy, a lot of people that came to me, helped me a long way. So I don't have no problem with this part of what I'm obligated to do in the mornings. But let's quit talking about change, y'all, and let's make a change. See, change is growth. And ain't no growth without change. You got people, man, you ever met a person that's just insistent on doing it their way? I mean, nobody in the building think they should go that way, but they so boneheaded. Oh, this is how I'm going to do it. But, bruh, listen to me, man. That ain't how it's done. You going to run into this. I'll show you. Wait a minute, man. You can't do it that way, man. If you are sick and tired of where you are, then you have to change. Change can only come from within. Can't nobody make you change. Now, we got a penal system in place that can make you sit down if you don't want to change. We'll sit you down and we'll restrict your movement and your communication to the point where if you want to continue this foolishness, we're going to put you in this building with a whole lot of people that's foolishness. And y'all just trick each other all day long. But if you are sick and tired of your situation, pray for it. Pray for change. Ask God to help you change. Ask God what he wants for you instead of always telling God what you want. It's an interesting prayer to have with God. When you quit going to God with your list and check in with God and see what his list is, that's a very interesting prayer. If you're a praying person, I suggest you try that sometime. It's so interesting, man. Do you know what it did for me when I started asking God what he wanted for me instead of telling God all the time? I still tell him what I want, but instead of all the time going to him with what I want, you know what it did for me? It freed me up. It took a lot of pressure off. I no longer had to think of everything. And what I was thinking of a lot of times wasn't working no way. And when I opened myself up to what he wanted, to what his will was, man, do you know how much simpler my life got? And do you know how much bigger it got? I'm trying to tell you, man, if you pray for change and you allow God to help you with the change, or if you let God just produce the change in you will be amazing. If you've been listening to me out, especially out in L.A., since I was on the radio since 2000, can't you hear the change? I'm flat out telling you that a change has come. But I had to pray for the change because I couldn't make the change on my own. And then after you pray for the change, you got to work towards your change. You know, there's faith without works is dead. Everybody wants something from God, always want to talk to God about something. But then, man, don't want to do nothing about it. Faith without works is dead. You can't do it that way, man. It just does not happen. So after you done prayed to God about it, what you got to do then is you got to turn around and go, hey, man, all right, now, what is it I got to do? You know, you got to do something to bring it about. So after you pray for it, work for it and do something today about it. Stop procrastinating. Don't procrastinate, folks. The change can start today. Man, I want to change. How about today? You know, then you see them same people. Man, I want to change. That's next week. How about today? I see people years later. Man, I'm still in this same old situation. Man, I'm going to do something. How about today? Today is a good day. There's nothing stopping you from changing today. Nothing except you. You can begin the process of change immediately. And change is growth, y'all. And ain't no growth without changing. It's a simple thing. And I'm talking to you in broad strokes because everybody got something about them they need to change. That's why I'm not specifically talking about anything. I got some things in me that need to change so I can grow further. Everybody has something about them that they need to change in order to grow further and then go further. Now, what's stopping you is you won't start the change today. Don't hesitate. Make that change. And then I want you to watch something. When you change, watch the difference in you. Notice the difference in you. Feel the difference in you. And guess what? You're going to be different. If you're watching for the change, if you're feeling the change, then guess what? You're going to be different, man. Watch for the difference. Feel the difference. You'll be different. If you're sick and tired of your situation, folks, you can change that. But the change is in you. It's a simple decision you had to make. I'm going to change. The change is up to you. You can decide today if you want to change, you want to be different. If you're sitting behind the wall, I love speaking to the brothers and sisters behind the wall. If you're behind the wall, man, and you're sick and tired of being behind the wall, man, why don't you change? You ever thought about that? Change. Man, if I get back out there, I'm going to just do the same thing. Stop saying that. Stop breathing that negativity into your life. Decide today that you want to change. You can do it. Everybody can change. If you don't know how to change, pray for it, man. Ask God to help you with the change. Oh, you get some movement then, partner. You get a whole lot of movement then. All right? Let's ride.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's right here. It's right now. It's upon us. It's called the present. Why do they call it a present? Because it's a gift. It's a gift from God to be able to say you are here now. History belongs to the past. The future belongs to God. But to us, he gives us this wonderful gift. And he calls it a present. And that's why they call it the present. You living in it now. That's a gift, y'all. You better recognize. Come on now. Give God some glory today. Tell him thank you. Tell him how much you appreciate him. Thank you for the small things. You know, he just did that to me recently. I was so busy working on some projects and things that I was just talking to him about it. And then, you know, he just didn't let them come to pass. And I was really pressing him in prayer about it. And he said, you know what, I'm going to show you something. So he made me sit down and come home. And he said, I'm going to show you something. I want you to see all that I've done. I came home, and for the past few months, I've been realizing and looking at what all God has done. And you know what? I came to the conclusion. I'm good. Thank you, Lord. My bad. I was tripping. Give it up. You understand? Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, the mouth of the South, Junior Boy, government name, Kill Sprates, and the legend that is Nephew Tommy Jr.
Yes, sir.
Got a lot going on, man. What is it?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what I'm doing today. I just want y'all to know the team. When I come, I'm going to be different tomorrow when I come back to work. But I'm going to the doctor today. And I'm going to get my foot cut off. Because whoever said put your foot down, whoever said that clearly didn't have no feet. Come tell you right now, she don't listen to nothing. I put my foot down, and damn it, she don't even do whatever I ask her to do. I'm going to the doctor and get my foot.
Marriage.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get my foot cut off. I'm coming back with one foot. Because whoever
told
said
you to put your foot down.
Yeah, put your foot down, and they going to listen. No, she don't. Because I said clearly, don't buy nothing this weekend. We trying to buy a house. Don't buy nothing. I came back in here, everything was in here. Amazon been here 3 times in one day. I know damn well I said this. I said, I'm going to put my foot down. Went right over it. I don't need this foot. This foot is useless. I don't care. I don't even want the foot no more. I don't even want it. Yeah, I came back. It was Target bag, Walmart bag.
Yeah.
It was Ross. It was Neiman Marcus bags.
Yeah.
I said, clearly don't buy nothing. But now,
that's what you said.
I said, I'm going to put my foot down, and I mean this. Put that foot down. Cut this off. This useless. This is a waste of time. Yeah. I don't even want this foot no more.
Wow.
Who said, whoever said, put your foot down, clearly was sitting in a wheelchair. They ain't had no feet. They wasn't standing. Ain't no way in the world you going to tell me to put my foot down, and then when I put my foot down, you run over it. This is what they're going to do, huh? This is how they do it?
Yeah. Hey, dog, I don't know what to tell you.
Did you put your foot down before, huh?
Oh, a whole lot of times. But don't go down there and get it cut off, because you might have to go to the store.
I'm telling you now.
What?
I don't even want this foot.
Just a little simple stuff. I ain't saying that, you know. I'm going to tell you, you cut your foot off, Junior, riding the bike going to be real hard. That only one leg. Yeah. You definitely won't be going uphill.
All right. Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to run that prank back with the nephew. What you got for us, Neff?
This right here, Shirley, is pecan tree. Pecan tree. If my granddaddy was here, it'd be pecan. Pecan tree. This right here is pecan. Pecan tree. Come on.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach LC.
This is him.
Hey, my name is Marcus. My mom and them live next door to you, the Mr. and Mrs. My mom and daddy live next door to you. And I was calling because y'all got a pecan tree in y'all backyard. I mean, right on the fence line. And it keep, you know, pecans and stuff keep falling over into my mom and them yard. So I'm calling to see if y'all can do something, man, where y'all can pick up. I mean, my mom and them got a little older. You know, we've been picking them up for a long time. But I need somebody to, like, maybe you can cut the limbs back that's hanging over so that they won't, you know, the pecans won't be falling over into my mom and them yard. Because, you know, for them to be bending over like they're picking up them pecans, it's a lot of them. So, Mr. I just wanted to holler at you and see if you don't mind maybe cutting the limbs back, because even when we turn the lawnmower on and stuff, man, it just, you know, the pecans and stuff be coming out of the lawnmower just shooting all over the place.
Well, first of all, my pecan tree is an old pecan tree, and it's fought well, and I can't see me cutting it. So you can't hire nobody to maintain your yard? But, I mean, it's your mother. You can maintain your mother's yard.
Sir, I go by my mother's house, you know, every other day and check on her, but I don't have time to go in the back and pick up pecans and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you just, it don't seem no more than like maybe 4 or 5 limbs that's hanging over there, but them 4 or 5 limbs, I mean, they there's a lot of pecans falling off of there.
But so it's, if you don't, shady. My pecan tree is shady. I goes back there. There's no kind of nothing back there.
Okay,
you can
okay, sir.
I want to rake the yard, whatever.
Sir,
I'm not cutting my tree for no like that.
Sir, listen. What I'm trying to get you to do is I don't want you cutting your entire tree down. I just want you to cut a few limbs, sir. So you know those are the ones that are hanging over. It won't be, you know, the pecans won't be falling over into my mom's and them yard. And you know, like I say, they older now, man. They can't be bending over like that. So, you know, I'm just coming to you as a man right now and asking you, will you please cut this down so these pecans can quit falling over my mom and them yard.
Well, I'm asking you, all you can do is hire someone. Okay, someone, I know your mother don't cut your yard.
No, it's a guy that cuts the yard, but even when he cutting the yard, these pecans is flying out from underneath the yard. The lawnmower, they sooner or later, we're going to be breaking windows over there.
What kind of lawn person you have that don't pick up before they cut? That's going
to... Hey, why am I arguing with you about picking up stuff and all of this? I'm asking you to cut a funky little five limbs so these doggone pecans ain't falling off my mama yard.
You want to cut? You're
going to make me come over here and cut the whole... I will come cut the whole damn tree down.
You ain't going to f*** with my tree. I grew that tree from when I was a kid. And that tree going to stay in that yard as long as I stay there.
Sir, look, I didn't ask you like a man to cut your little funky pecan tree down. Now, I ain't finna help.
You know what? You know what? Guess what? You. You bad enough, you come cut it.
Look, sir, this evening, it's either going to be two things happening. Either you going to cut these five limbs that I won't cut, or I'm going to cut the whole damn pecan tree down.
That's my tree, and then again, nobody going to with my tree. I'm here right now. I'm right here in my yard right now. Come on.
Is you over there right now?
Right now.
I will bring my right on back.
You know what? Trying to you get my number in the way.
Got your number. I got it because it's the same. It's one address less than my mama's. You're going to cut this damn tree down.
I'm waiting on a but anyway. Man, I ain't used my tree for something in a long time any way. I've been waiting on a like you.
You done lost your damn mind.
You little young punk. I told you once and I told you twice. I'm old. You young. Don't do that. Fool we.
See, that's what's right there.
You know what you can do? Tell your mama to make a pecan pie and bring me a piece.
What you say about my mama?
Tell her to make a f***ing pecan pie and come for me.
Tell my mama what?
Make a pecan pie with the pecan.
Make a pecan pie? I don't want no pecan pie. We don't even eat pecan pie. We so sick of these damn pecans you got falling over in the backyard. You got to do something about this, man. Now, I'm trying not to hurt you, old man. I really am.
Hurt me? Hurt me? Come on, hurt me.
Ready for me?
I'm on my
way. Is your outside? Is you outside?
You know where I stay. You know where the I stay. You know what? I'm here. I'm gonna be in your mama driveway.
You get out my mama driveway right now. Get out my mama driveway.
I want a to put me out.
You get your back in your driveway. You get out my mama driveway. Get out of it. You get out of my mama driveway.
No. Stop what you're crying for now. I told you I'm here waiting on you.
You get out of my mama. Get out of my mama driveway.
Baby, go cook me something because I'm going to sit here.
I got one more thing I need to say to you. Would you listen?
You don't got a thing to say. I'm waiting at you at your mama house.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your brother.
Man, I don't play this kind of man. I'm gonna put my feet. Man, I'm gonna milk him so bad. I don't play. I'm too old for this kind of.
LC, do me a favor. First of all, get out them people yard. Go back to your yard.
Man, you just gave me high blood pressure with this.
Ain't nobody mad about your pecan tree, none of that. Ain't nobody finna cut it down. Ain't nobody tripping. You all right?
Hell no, I got a headache now, man. I be carrying my grandkids to school listening to this man. Boy, y'all something else, man.
I got one more question for you. Tell me, what is the baddest radio station in the land, LC?
The Steve Harvey Show.
It's pecan. I'm jumping
it
in.
It is.
Nobody got time for this.
It is. It's pecan.
They pecan. Thank you. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO with our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, in the building.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, well, we all watched Tommy's movie, Pride, a Seven Deadly Sins story on Saturday night. Yes, we did. We'll talk about it. A movie star in our midst. Plus, in sports entertainment news, LSU's women's basketball team will visit the White House after all. And Hulu is releasing a documentary on Freaknik. And finally, Tommy, this is for you. Halle Berry drank wine on her balcony. Okay, nothing. That's normal. People do it all the time, right?
Finish it. Finish it. Come on. What else?
She was naked.
Yes!
Not a stitch. We'll talk
that's
about
how
all
you
of
drink
this
your
story.
Wine. From now on, that's how you drink your wine.
We'll talk about it at the top of the hour. Right now, it is time to ask the CLO. All right. Jerome in Tampa writes that my wife thinks it's cute to let our 5-year-old daughter take my money and put it in her piggy bank. I empty my pockets when I get home and my dollars and change are gone as soon as I walk away. Is she teaching our daughter a bad habit? Nope.
Well,
anyway.
Bruh, come on. You got a wife and a daughter. You ain't seen this happen before?
Okay. What is the problem?
I don't even know what you're tripping on. You know,
she's educating her daughter.
Why don't you do this, bro? Why don't you make it a teaching lesson? You just bring your change home and give it to your daughter and teach her how to save. Stop acting like she's stealing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now you could look at it like that, but you know, go in there and get your daddy's change and put that in your purse. You know, put that in your piggy bank. You know, your daughter's not really equating that to stealing, because I'm pretty sure her mama tells her to go in there and do it. So, you know, why don't you get involved and make it a learning, teaching moment? Let's go to the next question. I don't care. Your baby girl is putting money in her piggy bank. That's your problem? Next question, sure.
Yvonne in Brooklyn says, my husband had an old coffee cup in his car, and he doesn't drink coffee. So I got his keys, and I examined the cup. It had greasy lip marks on the rim of the cup, like clear lip gloss. He said it was his chapstick. Does this sound odd to you?
No, it's probably chapstick.
No,
don't even try it.
Yeah, we're going to have to go with chapstick.
He doesn't even drink coffee. Get out of here.
Tea, milk.
Tea and coffee, two different things.
Coffee mug had more than coffee in it.
And clear lip gloss and chapstick, two different things.
We put on chapstick to keep our lips
all the time. I put chapstick
clear,
on every day.
Clear lip gloss.
No,
Carla is our lip gloss expert.
Lip gloss is thicker.
Yes.
And it's thicker.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if the weather is heavier.
Yeah. Uh-uh. It ain't thicker than chapstick. I'm talking about the brand chapstick.
And it's not shiny. Chapstick is not shiny.
After you leave it on there for a while.
No, it's not. That's not.
We're gonna do this with y'all.
That's not what you gonna do. We're not gonna.
It's probably bacon grease. That man probably had breakfast. That's probably bacon grease.
She said lip gloss. She's a woman. She knows.
Yeah, she knows.
But chapstick though, I'm talking about the brand chapstick, the little cheap thing chapstick.
Does this sound odd to you?
No, not to me.
Well, to me,
not at all.
All right. And to every other woman out there, it does. All right, moving on, since we won't get a straight answer, a truthful answer. Sandra. Some woman had her coffee cup in his car. That's all. All right. And he's stupid for not taking it out. Sandra in Wilmington says... Sandra in Wilmington says, my husband and I went to see a marriage counselor, and he told the counselor that I'm a lazy lover and he's tired of having sex with me. I feel like I've overstayed my welcome in our marriage and I'm done with counseling. What do you think?
Yeah, you out there. Because, see, that lazy lover kind of messed you up. You know what that means, though, don't you?
What?
You just lay in there. That's all that means. You just lay in there.
So she doesn't move enough. And she's not changing, evidently, because she's leaving.
She's overstayed her way. Yeah. Right. She found out she was a lazy lover. It's reflective in your lovemaking. You just lay in there.
I'll take my laziness somewhere else.
His all. You just in there, just laying there.
He ready for you to go.
Yeah.
Wait, Steve, he what?
He giving it his all. He just in there trying everything. He lifting your leg up. You ain't helping. You, he got dead weight. He tried to pick your leg up. You just lay limp. That's hard.
He's a different farm.
It's hard to hold that leg up. You ain't participating. Come on, baby. Because he's saying stuff like, baby, 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 could you bend your knee? Just bend your knee.
You know, too much work. That's too much
wrap,
work.
Wrap your legs around my lap. He trying to wrap the leg around his back with his hand. He ain't getting no damn help. You know, he in here trying to make the bed move all by himself.
Making all the noises.
Yeah. He trying to pull the sheets up himself on the corner. He trying to tear the corner to fit his sheet off the bed himself. Trying to make it look like there was some action going on
in
here.
He's putting in work.
Yeah, he's exhausted. Lifting your heavy ass up every time. He...
Size is not to them. Talk about size.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but it is heavy if you dead weight.
If you dead just lay weight, limp. That's true. Yeah, that's true.
He just told the counselor he just kept it 100.
That's when you out. When you tell the counselor, you out.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Tonight, sit up on the seat. Put me up on the seat.
She's like,
do it all that.
You put me on the seat. Okay, baby, on three, when I say three, jump. Just a little bit. Come on, baby, help.
A little bit.
One, two, three, jump.
Just jump a little bit.
Damn, you ain't going to jump a little bit? No, put me on the sink. Oh, no. Oh man, this ain't no good right here.
Why?
She just lazy.
She said she's overstayed her welcome. All right, yeah. Last one, Steve. Dana and Charles. Dana in Charleston says, I'm in a dance competition and my partner and I slipped up and had sex. So now he thinks that I like him and we can hang out more. I don't want him in any way. So is it best to tell him that I made a big mistake and that I'm not interested in him?
Well, let me ask you a question.
Is that the best way to handle this?
How did you slip up?
During the tango?
I'm just trying to figure out how you slip up. You don't want him in any way. How did you slip up? See, that's just a lie. Too much got to happen before you slip up. First of all, you got to go somewhere. That's a slip up. Then you got to sit on the edge of the bed. That's a slip up. Then you got to take your clothes off. That's a slip up.
We're on our way to it.
Then you got to do something that ain't lazy. You already in here dancing. Now you got your leg up. That slipped up.
So now
y'all in there just doing the tango, but the tango done got tangled.
Entangled.
Now it's over with. It's a slip up. Lady, miss me.
All right. Thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, we have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Well, first we have to say congratulations to our very own nephew, Tommy. The star of the Lifetime movie, Pride, A Seven Deadly Sin Stories. Now, Tommy, we watched it this past Saturday night. We loved it. How you feeling?
I feel good. I just kept passing through the living room while they was looking at it. Just, there it is. It's on. I couldn't sit there and watch.
You're one of those stars that can't watch themselves on the big screen.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I heard I did decent. That's all I wanted to make sure that I did a decent job.
You did great.
We said watch it, me and the wife. We watched it.
Uh-huh. Okay. We watched it. Gabe.
Was I decent?
Yeah, come on, Gabe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You were decent.
I didn't recognize you.
Okay.
Yeah. Doc, I swear to God, I didn't know. It wasn't no fool in this movie. It was for real.
Yeah, he was doing some
serious
acting.
He was scary,
Scary.
Yeah. Gangster scary.
Did that.
Yeah, Thank y'all. Thank you, Derek Williams, for the opportunity. Thank you, Bishop T.D. Jakes, for the opportunity. I'm grateful, humble, man, to go through all that drama I went through last year and come out of it, and then to shoot that movie in January. That's a blessing, buddy.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
True blessing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
Your comeback is real. Thank y'all. And I'm taking any more jobs if they got them out there. I just put that out. Any more job possibilities. Samuel Jackson, I'd love to just walk by the side of you.
So you saying you available to do fall?
Yes.
Pride come before the fall, so you gonna do fall. See, okay, got it.
And Miss LaTanya, his beautiful wife. All right, in other entertainment news, Tommy, sit down. I see you standing up. Now you need to sit down for this story. Actress Halle Berry says she does as she pleases. She does whatever she wants to do, okay? On Instagram Saturday, Halle posted a picture of herself posing while drinking. She was on her patio. She was on her balcony. She was drinking a glass of red wine. She posted the picture.
Uh-huh.
She was naked.
What?
Didn't have a stitch on.
Girl, this supposed to have come before Pride. This supposed to be the first story you came out with.
That's the lead.
We'll get to me.
We'll get to me. We got to get to this.
Halle Berry.
So she posted it on Instagram. Did you see it? You saw it, right?
No, let me get it.
What? That's,
whatever
Steve,
it is,
did
gonna,
you see it, though?
This is going to be my screensaver right here. This going to be
Yeah, it wasn't all that, you know.
What? Yeah, right.
What did you just say?
Marjorie standing by.
Uh-huh. Well, plus, you can't see nothing. So.
Well, the imagination has to be amazing, though, right?
No, I don't do that, Tommy.
Well, it's Instagram.
Hold on, I got it.
Well, I don't want to. I mean, who took it for?
Oh, man. Well, anyway, the caption, I love her caption, though. Her caption says, "I do what I want to do. Happy Saturday."
Okay. Nah. There's too many plants in the way. We got to take this railing off. Get all that stuff out the way.
See that?
I don't want it to fall. I don't want it to fall, but it's just too much stuff in the way.
All right, Halle Berry.
Yeah. She still got it. She still got it.
She's so beautiful.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if the house next door is for sale.
All right, if we can move on.
I don't know no other story better than this.
In sports entertainment news, the LSU women's basketball team will head to the White House to celebrate their national championship after all. Yes, and LSU star Angel Reese will join her team just days after saying that she wouldn't. If you recall, First Lady Dr. Jill Biden suggested and then walked back the idea of having LSU be joined by national runner-up Iowa in their traditional White House visit because the Iowa Hawkeyes played such a good game, according to Dr. Jill. Well, LSU's Angel Reese said on ESPN on Friday, "That hurt us in the moment, but just going back on it, the team, you don't get that experience of visiting the White House ever." Reese went on to say, "I'm the captain. I know the team would love it." So there you go.
Somebody said something. Was somebody upset. Made a call.
She was mad. Yeah. But she was upset. I mean, understandably mad. Yeah. So, yeah. We say crazy things when we're mad a lot of times.
I mean, and nobody else. The second place team, it takes away, you know, because the second place team never goes to the White House. Mm-hmm. It's just, look, that's not how it's been done. And so it kind of made, I would feel slighted too if they go, well, both of y'all can come when you've never done this before. And now Jill Biden, she don't know sports. She don't know how it goes. You know, they got to walk that back because it breaks rank of what normally happens.
Yeah.
It's like, well, we ain't bringing that team up there. We're going to bring the other one too. And we're going, well, damn.
Right.
Damn, what we got to do? We won the national title, but we could have lost it and got here too.
Yeah, by 17 points.
Yeah. So congratulations, Amy Reese, too, leading by it.
Go ahead.
How is this more important than Hallie on the balcony? How is this?
You want to go back? Speaking of going back, walking stuff back. We have moved on, sir. And finally, in other entertainment news, Hulu has announced plans for a new documentary film called Freaknik. Okay?
They were neatly freaky. It was really.
Anyway, Freaknik, the wildest party. Freaknik, right? The wildest party never told. It promises to tell the story of the annual Atlanta event where Black culture, HBCUs, and hip hop converged. Jermaine Dupri and Uncle Luke, Luther Campbell, are executive producers of the Freaknik documentary. Dang. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
During a gun control protest in Nashville, two Tennessee Black lawmakers, Representative Justin Jones and Justin Pearson, were expelled for their chants on the House chamber floor. However, fellow state rep Gloria Johnson, a white Democrat who participated in the chants and protest, was voted not to be expelled by one vote. President Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris are outraged by the actions of Tennessee Republicans over Jones and Pearson's expulsion for standing up. This is what they were doing, standing up for the lives of school children and gun control. In addition, Vice President Harris spoke to a crowd at Fisk University in Nashville and called for stricter background checks, red flag laws, and restrictions on assault rifles. Both ousted representatives, Jones and Pearson, want to be reappointed to their seats, and the Nashville Council may vote and reinstate them. They're talking about it. But, I mean, how blatantly racist can you be, Nashville, Tennessee?
Pretty blatant. Listen, this country's always been racist. America is racist. If you don't think it is, just come live here. Come live here, watch the news, pay attention to the news stories. If it's racist, it just is, man. That's one of the problems in America, that it's racist. See, if racism isn't dead, and racism exists and is in this country, how you don't see that it's a racist country? Because the leadership enacts racist policies. The judicial system is racist. It's not that Black people commit more crimes than white people. That's not true. It's we are convicted overwhelmingly more than white people. That's the truth of it. And because that is the racism that exists in the judicial system. It is racist when the governor of Florida tries to remove Black history from classrooms. That's racist.
Period.
When you remove mailboxes from certain districts so that it makes mail-in balloting harder, that is racist. When you realign the voting districts so that those districts don't count as much as other districts because they're predominantly Black, that's racist. We live in a racist country, period.
Yep. Facts.
And until we get there, we're not going to fix the problem because you got people thinking about they ain't racist.
Well, hopefully they will be reinstated. We'll, of course, keep our eyes on this story. Coming up,
even the white lady didn't go. She was in the trench. Yeah. She didn't get out.
Mm-hmm. That was racist.
Racist.
They didn't vote her out. Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
The black dudes is gone.
Yeah.
All right.
White lady still here.
Yeah. I will say this. At least one of the Nashville representatives, Justin Jones, he got his seat back yesterday. They voted to reinstate him. We'll keep an eye out on this story and keep you posted.
Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, Steve, we'll check your voicemail right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to check Steve's voicemail. And if you'd like to leave a message for Steve, all you have to do is call us 877-29-STEVE. 877-29-STEVE. You might just hear your call on the air, like this one from Sean from L.A. Sean has a question for you, Steve.
Hey, Uncle Steve. This is Sean from Los Angeles. I love your show. I listen to you all the time. I quote you all the time. My question is this. I saw a guy on TikTok who said that he would never move into his girlfriend's house because what happens usually, he says, is that if they have ever get into an argument or whatever, she would say, get the out of my house. Has it ever happened to you? Have you ever moved into a lady's house, your girlfriend's house, and what was the results? And would you ever do that? Thank you. Love you. Love your show.
Well, I don't want to unveil all of my life's history on this show.
What?
Let's just say.
So we close the curtain.
Oh.
There's a whole lot left.
Oh, it's way more untold than been told.
What? I can't wait for the movie.
I am telling, it's no way. We can do the untold Steve Harvey story. There's a reason why it ain't told.
I can't wait for the movie.
I have moved into an apartment that was not mine.
Okay. And she's a young caller asking for what happened.
I moved in. And, you know,
get to the part where
some happened. Rules got established that I didn't set because it wasn't my apartment.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So I had to get out. I remember something my father used to always tell me, God bless the child that has his own. Don't go and get nobody else's till you can get your own. Because you go to somebody else, you got to follow their rules. And there's the rules I didn't like. So, yeah, it has happened. And I understand where he's coming from. I'm not saying you can't get an apartment with a woman. That ain't what I'm saying. But if you move into hers,
you don't call no shots.
Her name on the lease.
I know you ain't in that refrigerator right now. Yeah. I know you ain't in that refrigerator.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long them showers? All that.
Yeah. You can't eat in the bed.
She's not your mother.
Yeah, but it's her house.
Your mom was there.
You know, Shirley, it's her house, girl.
I know that, but still, you guys are together.
No, it's her house.
You're a couple.
That's why you don't need to do it.
Hey, don't do it.
Walk on this carpet with these shoes on one more time.
See what happens.
These are things your mom would say.
Yeah. I walked on the carpet one more time with them shoes on. My bag was at the door. I knew it.
You just had to.
You have another one, Carly. Shirley, you have another one.
Yes, we do. This one's from Tommy. Poor Tommy. Take a listen.
Good morning, Steve Harvey, and morning crew. I know that most of the time these calls are about questions, and Steve, you always have the right answers, but this one is about Mr. Thomas Miles. Tommy, you played that role on Pride Saturday night. My name is T. I'm calling from Virginia. I just wanted to tell you, love you, man. Got nothing but love for you.
Thank you.
That was nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Who?
Steve, you're proud of your nephew?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I haven't seen it yet. I've just heard a lot of really, really good reviews about it.
Uh-huh.
I don't even... What night was it? Saturday? See, I was watching the fights. And I forgot.
Okay.
And I forgot. You know, I did forget. But I am going to watch it.
Tommy didn't watch it either. Tommy didn't.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've heard a number of good reviews about it. What I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, I watch it and then I'll tell you if I'm proud of him or not.
Yeah. You can't just say you're proud of him.
Just no. Well, Junior, why would I do that?
Truth in advertising.
You know. Just for no damn reason. You know? I'm proud of him. You seen it? What you proud for?
Well, we're all proud of you, nephew. Keep up the good
Thank
work.
You.
And coming up next, here we go, a prank phone call from the nephew. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, my son's daddy is blocking my happiness. Mm. Oh, we'll get into that, find out what that's all about. What is he really blocking and all of that?
Maybe daddy hate.
No. We'll find out in just a few, because right now the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. I understand this is a classic, nephew. What you got for us today?
These is doors, and if my granddaddy was here again, it'd be does. It'd be does. Okay? It was really doors. But if my granddaddy was here, it'd be does. Okay? this gonna be classic for you. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Mr. Paul, please.
Call for Junior Senior.
Probably Senior.
Okay, this is me. How you doing today?
I'm good. Listen, my name is Mark. I'm actually calling from a company called Doors. Are you at Court?
Yes, correct.
You guys just built that home, right?
Yes.
Okay. Like I said, my name is Mark Stevens. I'm actually calling from Doors. We're actually the company that supplied the doors that are actually throughout your house.
Okay, great. What are you calling for? Follow up?
No, this isn't a follow-up. Actually, we've got a couple glitches we want to try and get straightened out if we could. Here's the problem, sir. The problem we're having is that the contractor that actually built you all's home has not paid for the doors. You guys have been there 2.5 months, and we can't seem to get the contractor to come in and pay for the doors.
Okay, so you tried to call him.
We've tried to call him several times, and we have not been able to get
What number do you have on him? Because if you don't have a good number, I can give you a number, because I really don't have anything to do with that. In fact, how'd you get my number?
Well, actually, we had your number on file as the homeowner, and that's pretty much how we had you. But the problem we're facing here, sir, is we've tried to get this guy for the last couple months, and we can't get him. So actually, what's going to happen here in the next day or so is we're probably going to have to come and get all the doors.
Hold on, wait a second. Do what?
We're probably going to have to come and get all the doors in your house, take them off, and bring them back here to the plant until
Who's going to come get all my doors?
We're going to have to get those doors until either we get a contractor or, you know, we get paid for the doors. Now, what could happen is you could pay for the doors.
No. I already paid for the doors. That's past tense. I've done that. Paid. You're saying paying. That means I got to double back.
Well, sir, but we haven't been paid, sir, for the doors as well.
No. The contractor was paid for the doors. So that's who pays you.
Okay. And what I'm trying to explain to you, sir, we haven't been paid at all here at Doors.
Okay. Well, at Doors, they should have received a check from my contractor.
Okay. And what I'm explaining to you, sir, is that hasn't been done.
I told her, since you have not been paid, you're going to come back and get my doors. Now, you said we. Now, who's all this? You and who are we going to come
sir,
get my doors?
Here's the problem here.
No, there ain't no problem. We're going to resolve this very peacefully. But who is we?
Okay, so what's taking place here at my job is they've taken this money out of my check that hasn't been paid for the doors.
Oh, yes. I can understand that, but why would they take it out of your check? You did the man hours. You've done your work.
I understand that, sir, but since the company hasn't been paid, the company is taking it out on me, and it's not going to come down on me. So either I'm going to get the doors.
Well, you need to quit your job, because they need to give you not just give you a bonus, but give you some hourly work, because bottom line is, you're talking about coming to get my doors. No, that's not going to happen.
Either we resolve this peacefully as if you pay for it, or I come out and get the doors. And I'm not finna sit here and go back and forth.
You need to go ahead and come get these doors. Gas up. And come get these doors, because you're not going to come and get these. I'm not going to send you no money.
Okay, sir, then what we need to do is get a scheduled time where I can come out and get all the doors.
Oh, no, I'm on your time.
I'm sorry?
I'm on your time now, so you must be paying me now since I'm on your time.
What are you talking about?
Because you're talking about you're going to set up a time with me. That means I have to leave and do what I do to be meet you here to get something that don't belong to you, which is my door.
Sir, you don't have to be there at all.
I'm going to come in
and take the front door off, and I'm going to keep moving through the house and get all the doors and get them back here to the plant.
I don't think you hear yourself. Now, first and foremost, when you come to the front door, I'm going to be there waiting on you. As you take it off the latch, I'm going to be on your behind making sure you realize you're going to have to take this door or take this. And I'm pretty sure that will be coming to you when you get that first door.
Sir, I can't keep going back and forth with you. Let me say this to you. I'm coming to get them doors, even if I got to take a whooping, because I got to get my money back from the company that they done took from me, because your damn contractor did not pay for the damn doors.
Hey, you better bring your tone down when you talk to me. You talking to a grown man. I'm gonna put this on you. I am not going to allow you to come to my house and take these damn doors, and you ain't coming to get no money.
I'm coming to get them doors, and I'm coming to get them today. I need every
come on door. Now. What time you coming? Because I want to be prepared when you come mess with these doors. Because I make sure, please, what time you coming?
Don't worry about when I'm coming. You'll know when I'm there when I take the first door off the hinge.
Every door, we going to meet at that door. I'm going to whoop that and tell you what, I'm going to pay you. I'm going to pay you $1 whooping. Now take that check. You can make $10.75.
Whooping or not, I'm going to take that whooping if that's what it takes, but I got to take these doors so I can get my money back,
man. What I need you to do, next time, get your damn money. Stop, get a job that pays you better for this whooping. You're going to get in fed well.
I'm not, sir, I'm not going to keep going back and forth with you about you whooping my.
You got to go back and forth. That is the end. Bring your over here, take that whooping, and take it on home.
But I'm bringing them doors, too. Every door in that house. You should have been told a contractor.
You should have been calling a contractor.
But y'all stealing doors from my damn company.
Now, I'm telling you what, you need to be calling him. He got your money.
I'm coming to get every door you got in that house.
Bring me that number.
I'll tell you what, you know what I'll do? I just wait till you go to work.
Bring me the number right now.
And I'll just come in there and get them doors while your ass is gone.
Junior, wait a second. Now, I just told you, you ain't coming to get no doors. I just got to tell you this. Junior, get it from your mama.
I'm coming to get them doors, and you know what else I'm coming to do?
What?
I'm coming to tell you who I am. Do you know who I am?
More so I know who you are, so you walk your up here, I make sure I introduce myself. You want to come get a door? Well, come get these doors then, if you're that bad.
That ain't really who I am.
Well, who are you?
I am Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got prank phone call by your wife, Faye.
Faye! That's why she was bringing the damn number. Oh, you gonna get it when I get downstairs. Oh, brother, you got me. You know, I'm a typical Negro. I got one of them red doors. You know when you get them red doors, you're doing something.
Oh, man. Hey, man, I gotta ask you, man. Paul, what is the baddest, and I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
Oh, Steve Harvey Show. And Cousin Tommy.
I was over here just praying, man. Faye, don't bring that number in now.
But all I heard was all this moving, so I'm thinking they looking for it, but they down there fighting on the floor, getting it.
I got it. And there you have it.
Crazy, man.
Crazy.
Hey, nephew, before we get out of here, we do have a phone call for you.
For me?
You ready for this? Take a listen. Voicemail.
Hi, this is Mia. I'm calling from Covington, Georgia. I just wanted to say that I think Tommy did a great job on his show, The Pride. Oh, my God. If he didn't get down, I don't know who got down. Tommy played that role. Way to go, Tommy. Bye.
It is.
Tommy played that role. Yes, he did. He played that role, baby.
Thank you, darling.
Ooh, you got down, baby.
I'm grateful and I'm humble. Lord, today. Grateful and humble.
Congratulations again.
It was really good. We were all proud of you, nephew.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Man, you know what? It's just a blessing to have been able to do it after everything I went through last year and then to turn around and go shoot that in January. It's a blessing. Mm-hmm. So I'm just grateful that I was able to go do it.
Yeah.
I just pass through the living room while they looking at me.
You're one of those who can't stand to see themselves on screen.
As soon as I hear my voice, I break out running. That's me.
I hear actors say that all the time. Yeah, so you're one of those. All right.
I'm one of them.
But we saw it and we loved it. So congratulations again. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter. The subject is My Son's Daddy is Blocking My Happiness. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Please. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click submit strawberry letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Thank you, Gabe. Nephew Tommy. All right. Subject, my son's daddy is blocking my happiness. Dear Stephen Shirley, I was in a long-distance relationship for 4 years, and when I broke up with the guy, he moved to my city, and I ended up getting pregnant by him after the breakup. I was ready to be done with him, but now I'm tied to his insecure crybaby of a man for life because of our son. We try to co-parent, but he cannot understand that that's it, nothing else. I was dating someone new for about 3 months and I had tried to keep it from my ex, but my son told his dad about how mommy and Jake liked to watch TV with him. I got a call from his dad in his whiny voice. He asked me who Jake is. I told him Jake is a great man and he was very kind to our son. I could hear him sniffling, so I knew he was crying. He told me he was on his way to my house so we could talk. I had a dinner date with Jake, so I told my ex that we'd have to talk some other time. He popped up anyway, just as Jake parked his car in front of my apartment. I saw my ex talking to Jake, and then I got a call from Jake. He said he was going to take a rain check because my son's father was visibly upset, and he thinks that I should talk to him. I was so mad that I didn't let my ex come in. I cursed him out in the hallway, and I hope my neighbors heard it. I finally gave him something to cry about. This is not the first time he has pulled this stunt. He is blocking my happiness, and he thinks I owe him a second chance since we have a son together. Jake said he's not trying to break up a family, and I understand that, but I had hoped that he would fight for me. How do I get my crybaby ex to find himself a nice girl to date? Should I pick up and move to another city? Listen, I'm glad you checked your ex. I'm glad you did that because he was out of order to do what he did, but no, you shouldn't move to another city. The baby needs his father. They need to be in the same city if they can. He needs that. You know, it's not about you and your ex right now. It's about the baby should come first, okay? I know your son is already here, but my question to you is, why were you dipping back with your ex in the first place? I mean, without any protection after you broke up with him. I know people do it all the time, but you could have protected yourself. Remember why you broke up with him in the first place. So I'm just at a loss as to why you think he has changed at all. I mean, you called him an insecure crybaby. And what did you think was going to happen? He showed you who he was. You should have believed him. You know, you guys were reckless to do this. So the best you can do now is to talk to your baby daddy and try to reason with him about some sort of responsible co-parenting here, since that's not really happening. The baby comes first, like I said. And Jake, like many men in his position, doesn't want the drama. This is drama to Jake. All this drama that comes with you and the baby daddy and all of this stuff and driving up to your house and cussing him out. All that's drama. Your ex is full of it, this drama, because he wants you back. It's not that your new boyfriend, Jake, doesn't care about you and your son. Obviously, he does. It's just that he sees you, your ex, and your son as a family. Like he said, he doesn't want to tamper with that. He'd rather move on. And who can blame him with all this stuff you got going on? So clean up your mess first with your ex before you try to get serious with a man. That's my advice to you. Steve?
Well, ain't this an interesting letter? I was debating as I was listening to Shirley how I was going to approach this letter, but it's only one way to do it. Straightforward, dead down the middle as I go. Now, you were in a long-distance relationship, this woman writes, for 4 years. The subject is my son's daddy's blocking my happiness. You were in a long-distance relationship for 4 years when I broke up with the guy. See, long distance, meaning you don't get to see him all the time. He moved to my city, and I ended up getting pregnant by him after the breakup. I was already done with him, but now I'm tied to this insecure crybaby of a man for life because of our son. We try to co-parent, but he can not understand that's it, nothing else. Now, here's the letter. I was dating somebody for about 3 months. I tried to keep it from my ex, Mr. Insecure Crybaby. But my son told his dad about how mommy and Jake like to watch TV with him. I got a call from the daddy in his whiny voice, and he asked me, who is Jake? And so I told him Jake is a great man, and he was very kind to our son. I could hear him sniffling, so I knew he was crying. Who it, Jake? Why is you watching TV with Jake? In front of our son. He told me y'all was watching TV. And he was right there between y'all. He told me how much he like watching TV with y'all. Yeah. You know, I would just want to know, why would you do that, something like that? You just watching TV with this boy in front of our son, and he got to go to school in the morning, and y'all got him up watching TV with y'all. I don't. You go ahead.
Hang on. Hang on, Steve.
I can't hang on, Shirley.
Yes, you can.
I ain't going to make it.
We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, my son's daddy is blocking my happiness. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, my son's daddy is blocking my happiness.
Mm. Yeah. Got this lady was in a long-distance relationship with this guy, crybaby, whiny man. She didn't know that about him because she wasn't around him enough, you know. And it just got, then he moved to the city and y'all ended up, you got pregnant by him after the breakup. I was already done with him because of some other stuff that happened. But now I'm tied to this insecure crybaby of a man because of our son. We try to co-parent, but he can't understand that that's just going to be it, nothing else. Then you say you was dating this new guy for about 3 months. I tried to keep it from my ex, but my son told his daddy how mommy and Jake like to watch TV with him. I got a call from his daddy and his whiny voice. And he asked me, who is
Jake? You're stupid.
Who is Jake? Don't act like you don't know who he is. Who is Jake? So I told him he was a very kind man, and he was very kind to our son. Yeah. I could hear him sniffling, so I knew he was crying. They're asking you, who is Jake? You're going to tell me that you and Jake was watching TV with the boy?
Stupid.
He got to go to school. Why is he up watching TV? And I'm crying and sitting over here trying to be the father for this baby.
You gonna sit up here and go sit up and watch the TV with the Jake in front of baby. I knew he was crying, but he told me he was on my way to the house so we could talk. I had a dinner. I'm on the way. I'm on the way. You gonna? I'm coming over so you can see me. You got to see me crying. It ain't love. It's stumbling. It's just sniffling. Ain't doing what I needed to do. You need to see me. I'm going to drive over there while. And so I had a dinner date with Jake, so I told my ex that we'd have to talk some other time. He popped up anyway just as Jake parked his car in front of my apartment. I saw my ex talking to Jake, and then I got a call from Jake. Hey, Jake. Is you, Jake?
Wait, Jake. Really?
Is you, Jake? You look like you could be kind. He said that you were kind to me. I just want to know, is you, Jake? Because if you is, I think you should know something. I love her. Yeah, and him is my son. And we was going to be together, but she was blocking. Because now you over here being all strong and everything. And I'm sensitive. So now Jake did nickname him Pam. Jake calls him. So Jake calls. So you got a call from Jake. And Jake said he was going to take a rain check because your son's father was visibly upset, and he think I should talk to him. So he said, this is what Jake said, I think you ought to talk to him. So she said, why are you calling him Pam? Then Jake said, because that's the new nickname I gave him. She said, well, what did that mean? He said, your son's punk-ass daddy. So his punk-ass daddy to call up here.
Pad.
So you need to tell Pad. You need to talk to Pad. So I was so mad, I didn't let my ex come in. I cursed him out in the hallway. Why are you cussing me in Ray Hall and Ray Kid? All I want to do is come here and watch TV like you be doing with Jake. But you don't want to watch TV with me. You won't watch TV with Jake and everything. And I done told Jake, I told him right now, I told Jake outside, I said, you is breaking up a happy family. And you need to stop all this here because you need to go on somewhere. There's other women's out here. There's other women's out here, but you're all up in my baby face. And my son, he liked it too. And so then, oh, I cursed him out in the hallway. And actually, stop cussing me in front of me, kid. And so this is not the first time he has pulled this stunt. He is blocking my happiness, and he thinks I owe him a second chance because we have a son together. Jake said he's not trying to break up a family. I understand that, but I had hoped that he would fight for me. Jake said, well, I would fight for you, but I'm not never hit a woman before, so I don't think that.
What?
Well, can't fight for you because I ain't never hit a woman before.
Because
of Pad. P-A-D. Because his punk-ass daddy keep acting like a woman. I just feel like it'd be hard for me to fight him because I was raised better than that. How do I get my crybaby ex to find himself a nice girl today? Hey, you don't date me because, I can't get nobody else. Because you know how I be crying and stuff. And every time I'm on a date with somebody and they ask me, was I in a relationship? I got to start crying and telling them about you. And then they don't want to be bothered with me because everybody don't want a punk-ass daddy in their life. And so now you was the only one that would go sleep with me, and I was crying too. And all the women just get up and walk away. And you know how I'm is. You know I like to cry. You know good well I like to cry. Why you won't turn me down? Ain't nobody putting up with this but you.
No.
I need you because I need somebody who's going to tolerate my punk ass.
All right, Pat.
Stop saying I'm crying. I know I'm crying.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM.
Damn it, I am together.
On Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. So coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, we got Junior with Sports Talk right after this. Be quiet, Pat.
You don't call me no punk ass, daddy.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it's time now for Junior in Sports Talk. Junior,
Yeah.
Tell us about the Masters. What
the Masters. Let's give a shout out to John Rahm. Came back, man. He was down 4 and ended up winning by 4. Won the Masters.
Wow.
Man, you know, John Rahm, he won, man. Tiger Woods, man, great job, Tiger, but he pulled out, man. Those legs, man, he just said the injury was bothering him. He said
That's not what it was.
Tommy.
It's the rain. When it's raining like this,
it was raining.
Your legs and your knees hurt. Y'all know that. Y'all grandmama and them told y'all that before. When it start raining like that, your knees and your start getting bothering you. No, he got to play in places like Phoenix and stuff where it ain't raining. Arizona. Dry areas. That's how. Now, if you want to win, Tiger, you got to get to these invitations.
They need to move the Masters to Phoenix.
Move the Masters to a dry climate. Okay. Stay away from all that rain and thunder and lightning. I told y'all about all that.
Yeah, tree get up.
There's trees falling and stuff. What is all this going on? I can't play like that. It's just too much happening.
Yeah, man, but he did make the cut. He made the cut, though. So he did, man, but he pulled out. But I see.
But he made the cut because what? It wasn't raining then, was it?
No, it wasn't raining.
I'm trying to tell you, it wasn't raining then.
He's in. But congratulations to John Rahm, man. It was a great tournament, man. I enjoyed watching it. It's always fun to watch the match. Watching Tiger, man, go out there and get it. But we'll see you next year, Tiger. He'll be back. NBA playoffs starting today.
Come on, let's get it.
We got the play-in tournament, man. 2 games tonight, 2 games tomorrow for the play-in tournament. We got the Hawks and the Heat. Then we got the Timberwolves and the Lakers tonight.
Uh-oh.
You know, the Timberwolves, I don't know what happened the other night, but
they self-destructed, didn't they?
Yeah, didn't they? They was over there in a timeout. I mean, Rudy Gobert swung on his teammate. I don't understand what was going on. Didn't he break his hand?
Who broke his hand?
Somebody broke their hand. Yeah, he punched the wall. Not Rudy, but I don't know his teammate. I can figure who that was, but he broke his hand, man. So they playing tonight, but I just don't understand what's going on.
Who you know beat a wall?
The wall is undefeated.
Not an athlete that beats his hand.
The wall. Wall is 9-0. It has not lost, man. Quit fighting these walls.
Playing at the wall for, man?
Yeah, man. So we're going to see what these games going to do. We'll have the 7th and 8th seed for the playoffs. We'll find out what's going to happen. But it's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it. Let's see what happens.
I'm pulling for the Lakers, baby.
Let's go, Lake Show.
Is that Jaden McDaniels?
Yeah.
That's him. Trying to break the wall.
Thank you. Coming up at the top of the hour, a guy on social media, Steve, needs some advice. His roommate doesn't believe in doctors. What? We'll talk about that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
So Steve, Dion on Facebook writes, my roommate is one of those, quote, don't trust doctors type people, and yet he's always got something wrong with him, be it an illness, a rash, or whatever. He treats the stuff he reads on the internet like it's the gospel. And the other morning, he brought some coconut oil because he read that it would make his jock itch go away. Literally, I'm sitting on the couch and see him grab a handful of the stuff and shove it down his pants. When I say, go see a doctor, he acts like I said something crazy. Anyway, how do you talk to someone who's unreasonable and won't listen, even when it's in their best interest.
Yeah, why don't you get rid of the roommate, though?
Yeah.
Because if he take a handful of coconut oil jam it down his shorts and start massaging his jock itch. We need another roommate, dog. Hey, dog.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, yo. Yo, my man. What you doing, dog?
What you doing, dog? The game on, man.
Did you just touch the light switch after that?
Exactly. This is too much.
It's a lot.
So you need a new roommate. What does he do? What does Dion do?
Dion, you need a new roommate.
So he got
to
move.
He wants to know how he talks to. Talk to him because he's unreasonable and he won't listen.
Oh, you live with an unreasonable person. Why? Mm-hmm. If you can't afford to rent, move to a one bedroom. You don't need a two bedroom because guess what? He in the other bedroom. Mm-hmm. So take your rent and go get a one bedroom on efficiency so you can be happy. But what I'm not going to do is be sitting up here, we watching the game, and you got a handful of coconut grease and slide it down your pants and then start massaging your jockey. That's not
LeBron balling, ain't it, boy?
Man, why you steady just massaging this coconut oil into your jockey?
No.
And dog, you know, and then turn around and talking to me. Hey, bro, me and you ain't gonna have no conversation. Why are you rubbing yourself with your coconut oil? That's what you're not gonna do.
All right. That's it. We do have time for one more scene.
I'm gonna get a sandwich. You want one?
Don't touch the ham, though. No.
Go ahead,
Steve, this one came from Steve Harvey FM, and this is from Kenneth, who says, on Saturday, my wife came home, and I noticed dents on the rims of three of our car's four tires. I asked her what happened. Her answer tripped me out. She said our toddler son, who rides in a car seat, just loves it when she hits potholes and seems to think it's a ride. So my wife aims for them so she can hear our kid giggle. Now, how can I approach this conversation? These repairs are going to cost us a lot of money that we don't have.
Hey, baby, listen. What you could do is you can take that car seat out and drop it on the ground. Uh-huh. And he can get that same effect without just running over these damn potholes.
So you believe her? You believe this? This is not a made up? Because this sounds...
No. You can't make this up.
That's true.
So, because she's not denying that it's her. She's telling you how she's nicking these tires up. Mm-hmm. And she's running in potholes. The damage to your car, to your axle, to your rims, and all of that is costly. Now, baby need to find another way to get entertained.
Yeah.
Right.
You know.
It just sounded
like what he needed to do is just go and take his ass to sleep since you're in that car seat.
Like most babies.
Yeah. You need to quit trying to find ways to entertain him. I said, bro, so you got to go and say, listen, baby, to get these rims fixed, it's going to cost money. So I don't think we should entertain the children. And then it could cause an accident for you. You go in one of these potholes, you have a blowout, lose control of the car. Now you're in a really serious accident.
Yeah.
And I don't want nothing to happen to you.
To you or the baby.
Now, I don't know who that baby is we keep riding around that we don't really know. But if he wants some excitement, we can strap his ass to the hood while we're in the next car. Or put his ass in the trunk. If he wants some excitement, let him ride in the trunk. And don't strap it down. Just let that car seat take these curves how it want to. Yeah. Since he like laughing and stuff like
that. Faster, mommy, faster. All right. Anyway, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. So, Steve, let's remind everyone about your game-changing daily drink. It's healthy for you. We're talking about Elevate You.
It's going absolutely wonderful, everybody. If you're missing the bandwagon, this is one bandwagon you can get on because number one, Elevate You greens are affordable and most importantly, they work. Okay. I'm going to be shooting a commercial for Walmart, and Walmart is going to start running some special new Elevate You products in half of the Walmart stores in June. Stay tuned for that. Mm-hmm. But the real effective product right now is the greens. It comes in three flavors: original, tart cherry,
and it comes in chocolate. The surprising thing for us is tart cherry. It stays sold out quite often. We were stunned by that. I thought the big one would be chocolate, which is my favorite, but the guy said people love tart cherry. He was absolutely correct. But you all, if you start taking Elevate You, I had one of my employees take it, said, I'm going to be honest with you, Mr. Harvey, I was taking it just to be supportive, but it took about 3 weeks, and oh my goodness, it kicked in, and it is absolutely fabulous. Elevate You, L-EVATEU.com. Get yourself a subscription. We'll send it to your doorstep. You don't have to move, and it works, and it helps with digestion and mental clarity along with energy. ElevateU.com. Steve Harvey, go to work now.
Would you rather right after this?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather, guys. Would you rather have your phone hacked, or would you rather have all your info leaked? Would you rather have your phone hacked and have all your info leaked, or would you rather have your house burglarized? So your phone hacked,
my phone.
Or your
don't
house
come
burglarized?
About my family. Hack my phone.
No. Yeah, hack can't phone. Come by the family.
No.
Okay. All right.
Now, I welcome any burglary. I welcome it.
You stay ready.
But try it if you want
yeah,
to.
Yeah, you can come in here. You can try it.
All right, moving on to, would you rather spend one night with your most hated ex, or live on the streets for a week?
I'm leaving now.
I'm finna get my basket together. Yeah. Watch me, partner. Yeah.
I'm finna get to pushing this thing.
Yeah. Really, guys? Really?
Yeah. No, I'm off 85. No, I'm off 85 right now. I'm off 85.
I'd have been out there before. It wasn't that bad.
One night with your ex?
A week on the streets?
I don't think you understand the scarring.
Yeah.
See, I got money now. My week on the street gonna be nice. Everybody around me in my camp gonna be laid out.
What
yeah.
you gonna do, Steve?
Man, you see the tent he done bought down here? He got a compressor in it.
Wait a minute, huh?
I didn't say you had to live. I'm gonna have a tent. My tent gonna be so cold. No, my tent gonna have two floors on it.
Steve cooking ribs today, dog.
Dog, I'm down here. Hey, man, me and the other people, man, we're a desk, man. They're going to hate to see me go.
Yeah.
Steve, yeah, I know you're leaving, dog. Can I have your tent when you go? It's yours.
Just one night with your ex?
One night.
No, I'm out on that street, dog.
Some things we're not going to do again.
You don't understand what we... I'd have to be in therapy, all kinds of stuff. Man. You didn't bring back the memories on me, no. I'm going out here on this street. I've been homeless before. I wasn't living on the street or nothing. I live in a car. I'm just going to have a nice-ass tent with a compressor, air conditioning, heat, you know, barbecue grill set up. I'm going to have real Shirley to how you should fix food.
You're going to have a
LA.
Chimney up.
No, I'm going to have everything. I'm going to have a little fake fireplace. I'm going to have a little, you know, electric skillets and stuff.
You have a nice block stuff. Party.
Yeah, it's going to be nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to be that dog. I'm going to have it set up. I'm going to feed homeless people. I'm going to have food trucks coming down there. I'm going to be feeding people.
All right. Last one, guys. Would you all rather have dogs try to attack you, all dogs, or would you rather have all birds try to attack you when they see you?
Oh, no, you can bring them birds.
Oh, you want the birds?
Yeah, you can bring them birds. I'm not having dogs.
Have you not seen the movie, The Birds?
I saw the movie, Birds. Yeah. But you ain't seen Cujo? You ain't seen no movie called Dogs, have you?
That's today's round. Thank you, guys. Right. Would you rather? Coming up at 49 minutes after the hour, last break of the day, and we'll close out the show with the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Here we are, our last break of the day. And, wow, it's been a good day. Steve, good you're Tuesday. Crazy today as usual.
Yes, he was hilarious
good
today.
I don't know. I was just
Pad got me today. I
the strawberry letter. Yeah.
Punk ass daddy.
That's your takeaway, Junior.
That's my takeaway.
That was so funny. Yeah. Make sure you listen to our podcast on iHeart or on demand. You can check out the strawberry letter if you missed it. It is funny.
Yes, yes. Thank you for that. Yes.
And if you missed Halle Berry, try to find that on Instagram and get a look at that. That'll get your day going. I just want you
that's
to know.
That's your takeaway. Okay, from the show. Today.
Well, she posted it.
I'm going to have that again tomorrow. That's my takeaway again tomorrow. So, yeah.
You going to bring it up tomorrow, too?
You damn right I am.
In the words of Boomerang's grandmama.
Yeah. You don't have to say that.
No matter how fine a woman is,
yeah,
there's a man somewhere sick and tired of her ass. And Lord, I have found that to be no truer of a statement.
Man.
I do what I want to do.
Yeah. Mm.
Yep.
Yep, you do.
Yeah.
Yep, I heard you. Got it.
What is on your mind right now?
Yeah,
what are you thinking? What is happening?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, Tommy's fascinated by this, and I just want him to know, you know.
Well, you know how much he loves Halle Berry.
Yeah. So. Tommy, I have an idea.
That's his
maybe
crush.
You. Since you're acting again, maybe you
celebrity
and Halle
crush.
Can start.
I've already thought
together.
Of it, Shirley. Mm-hmm. I've already thought of it. I don't care.
Hey, Tommy.
Damn movie.
What would have been a great movie for you and Halle to star in together? The movie that's out, you'd play what role and she'd play what role?
I got one.
Ooh.
Ant-Man.
Ooh.
What? Ant-Man?
Shut up, Junior.
Shirley, what's yours?
Junior Academy Award.
Love Jones. I was going to.
Love Jones.
Yes.
I can see Love Jones. That would be nice.
But I love Ant-Man, though, Junior.
He Ant-Man,
coming in second behind Super Mario Brothers.
So what's the show? What's the show? Slim and something. What was that show?
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking Catwoman.
Queen Slim. Queen Slim.
Queen and Slim.
Oh, yeah. Slim one.
Okay.
So I don't really know movies, so.
So you can't participate?
I don't know who none of this is y'all talking about. I damn sure ain't seen
well,
that.
Well, you saw, did you see Boomerang, Steve? Halle Berry was in Boomerang with Eddie Murphy.
Oh, you come on now.
Oh, come on, Steve.
You saw Boomerang.
That's a classic.
I never saw it.
Don't tell nobody else. Don't tell nobody else.
You never saw Boomerang, huh? For real?
No, I saw clips of it. Uh-huh. Like when Witherspoon came out the bathroom with his wife.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Gerard's daddy.
Yeah.
And I saw the table scene, but I never really watched the whole movie.
You have to make it your business to watch that movie. It's a great movie.
Me and Halle,
classic black love story. Love
me and Halle could have done Avatar. That would have been good. Just run around naked and blue. That would have been nice.
Okay.
Yeah, but
I see why that
who are you going to be in Avatar, all them tall ass people?
You said
don't matter.
For that,
once I get on the back of one of them big birds, I'm good.
All
righty. Who you got, man? You think the Lakers going to do something?
Find out tonight.
You know, man, coming out the East, it's a toss-up between Boston and Giannis.
Milwaukee.
But,
yeah,
I like the 76ers, but because I like Joel Embiid when he play big.
Yeah.
But, you know, man, basketball has seriously changed. I've been really trying to enjoy the game. It's not as enjoyable as it used to be because you just don't see basketball the way it was, you know. Like, you don't see any post-up plays. You don't see any plays where they dump it in the post to the big man and he go to work. You don't see that. You don't see a whole lot of mid-range jumpers. There's no plays off of that, hardly. You know, I mean, the rest of it, what it's demoralizing, man, sometimes when you see a team just running out on the perimeter and four players go set up on the perimeter and you pass it around till you get the open shot and they hit a three. They're more excited now to make a three than anything. Mm-hmm. And if they dunk the ball, the celebration is always too much. Like you know, man, like when they dump and they throw their head back. Ah!
Yeah.
Lord, dog, you 6'10".
You're right there.
You are already there.
Dog, you 6'10". Ah! Hey, dog. Dog, you 6'10". Nobody was on you. You was wide open. That ain't the moment. Or you break away and dunk. I don't get it, man. Mm-hmm. I don't get it. It's just a different game. And LeBron is the king of this game right now. He is the greatest living basketball player modern era. It's LeBron James.
Yes.
Michael Jordan was the king of his era. Now, could LeBron James have played in the era and been successful? Undoubtedly so. He's that great of a ball player.
That boy can ball.
But Lord have mercy, Jesus. If Michael Jordan was playing today,
60 a night.
What the hell would be happening? Because his game is just everything.
It would be something 60. To see.
It would be something to see. So, hey, y'all, that's our show for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Hey, listen, y'all, talk to God. He would absolutely love to hear from you today. Start a relationship with God, man. You don't have to go to church to do that. Just sit somewhere, acknowledge him, and have a conversation with him. It would be great. Y'all stay in peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Everyone in our country has a voice. It's something that says not just where you come from, but who you are. Welcome to NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of podcasts and a celebration of the hosts in journalism who've always spoken truth to power. Our voices are as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, and stories should never be about us without us. Find NPR Black Stories, Black Truths on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steel, is every Thursday, podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.